A settlement that does not settle the matter of the British bank Standard Chartered and its Iranian bank accounts. New York State's Department of Financial Services, which regulates banks that do business in the state of New York, will receive $340 million in fines to settle allegations that the bank laundered some $250 billion for Iranian clients. The settlement lets the bank keep its license to operate in New York and dodges some bad publicity, but the bank practices remain under scrutiny by the U.S. Justice Department. Jessica Silver Greenberg, New York Times reporter, joins us now. Jessica, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
How much pressure do you think there was on New York State regulator Benjamin Losky to settle this case? He had been criticized for even going down this road.
I think there was some pressure on Mr. Losky's office to settle the case, although I think that there was some confusion or disagreement among the federal regulators, at least according to people at the Department of Justice and other regulators that have been looking at the bank, as to the extent of Standard Chartered wrongdoing. So I think there was just as much. I think there may have been dual forces here at work. There was both a desire on the part of some people to see Mr. Losky get a settlement, win a settlement from the bank, but there was also some, federal authorities who wanted him to move more slowly.
Is this an admission of wrongdoing specifically, and where did the $340 million fine come from?
The $340 million fine, it's the kind of the extent of the bad acts that the bank has committed. So we don't know exactly how that is calculated, but it's in the mid-range of other settlements that have been gotten from banks for money laundering charges. The wrongdoing question, the bank has in a regulatory filing said that they will provide more more disclosure about the extent of the settlement and what it means for them in the coming days. In terms of what we know they've said, we know that the bank has admitted that they processed $250 billion worth of transactions for the Iranian government.
And, it's not clear what the wrongdoing would be. I mean, in theory, the allegations brought by Benjamin Losky were all about transactions that were in violation of U.S. sanctions against Iran. But it seems that this settlement doesn't go into the details of exactly what the transgression was and attempts to sort of claw back money that Standard Chartered might have made off of fees on that $250 billion, right?
Well, in terms of Mr. Losky's case, so you have to think of it separately than anything, any kind of case that the Justice Department, Treasury, or the Federal Reserve would bring against the bank, or specifically the Justice Department. In the case of Mr. Losky, what he's looking at is the safety and soundness of the bank. So put aside for a second where the $250 billion actually went and what it was used to finance. And then you have to look in the order that Mr. Losky issued on last Monday, August 6th, I believe. He was looking at the extent to which the bank allegedly lied to regulators, falsified their own records. And that's very kind of, those allegations are very clearly outlined within his complaint. So his is a different standard. He's not looking necessarily, I mean, he's not looking at whether the bank violated federal law. He's looking at whether the bank, in the way that it interacted with regulators on the state level and kept its maintained its books and money laundering procedures, violated state law. That's what he's holding them accountable for.
It's a lack of transparency. And to maintain that transparency that you've alluded to, do they have to actually hire a regulator, hire someone to oversee these kinds of accounts for some period in the future?
They do. That's a kind of crucial element of the settlement that the bank has agreed to. So they are going to they put in permanent personnel to look at the bank's own internal controls, and they also hire a monitor that looks specifically at, again, the way that the bank moves money offshore on behalf of foreign clients. I mean, one of the kind of, I don't know, the centerpieces, Mr. Losky's case against the bank and what he what has been said about his office is that there was an exam done of the bank of Standard Chartered in 2011 that concluded in 2011 that showed persistent flaws. So, current flaws in the way that the bank maintained its or surveyed its money laundering operations. So there was a concern that there was ongoing kind of lack of compliance with money laundering and bank secrecy laws. So for Mr. Losky's office, it's a very important part of this settlement that the bank addresses that.
Is it possible that other banks, other financial institutions are going to be scrutinized in the same way here, or is there a suspicion that Standard Chartered is sort of at the center of this kind of lack of transparency and this kind of transaction related to Iran, and this may be the beginning of the end of this matter?
I think for Standard Chartered, well, all we really know is the extent to which Standard Chartered is still under scrutiny by federal authorities. So this certainly does not scuttle any investigation that the feds already have underway into the bank. And there are many investigations into the banks. You have the Department of Justice, you have Treasury, there's the Federal Reserve. So there are certainly a number of ongoing probes into the bank's activity. So for Standard Chartered, this deals just with the state, New York State, which was threatening to revoke
right.
a very valuable banking license, right? In terms of other banks that could be subject to the same scrutiny. I mean, we don't know the extent to which other banks are being looked at. I think that there was some concern among banks that they could be subject to similar scrutiny. But we just at this point don't know.
Jessica Silver Greenberg, New York Times reporter on the settlement of the New York State's Department of Financial Service to receive $340 million in fines to settle allegations that Standard Chartered laundered or manipulated its books to launder $250 billion for Iranian clients. Jessica, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.